MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
I'm chatting with Tunzi Ramakosi. He is investment specialist, emerging markets, fixed income at 91. Tunzi, it goes without saying, it's impossible to understate just how important Transnet is to our local economy. And frankly, how bad it had been. We'll chat around a turnaround coming, but it really was very bad and it is hugely important.
No, I mean, that is correct, Simon. It is something that we cannot debate or emphasize enough. In terms of how things had been, I mean, Transnet used to move about 226 million tons worth of freight volumes in 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. And that number had fallen down to 150 million tons in 2022, 2023. But I mean, I think, you know, when you look at that particular year, the one thing that I think does not get stated or discussed is that, you know, in the state of decline, Transnet was projecting to move about 142 million tons on that particular year, which is a significant drop from the 226 that they had in 2017 and 2018.
And certainly things have been improving. 2023, it saw the president announce a National Logistics Crisis Committee. Transnet also started sort of in parallel their own recovery plan. And the data is strong that it is showing signs of working.
I think that creation of the National Logistic Crisis Committee under the Operation Vulindlela framework and the work that Transnet has undertaken and seeing the change as well in leadership around that time and the implementation of the recovery plan that has yielded some results. I mean, if we're just looking at the numbers, as I said, when they put together the recovery plan in September 2023, the outlook was that if no intervention happened, they were going to end at 142 million tons. But for that year, 2022-23, they ended up at 150. And we showed a stabilization of the decline. But I think what becomes even more encouraging, you know, for the economy broadly and as well as investors or companies, as well as companies who rely on Transnet, is that the volume has started increasing. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the numbers in 2023 and 24, as well as 2025, you know, which the financials have not yet been published, but you see that the number that indicating that they've established is about 161 million tons. So from the projected 142 to 160, I mean, that is an encouraging sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, about 13-15% pickup. And you mentioned the changes in 23, both from Transnet and from the president. There's also new management that's come into place. There's government guarantees, another one just more recently for a little over 90 billion. That certainly has helped a lot in that process.
No, I mean, exactly. I mean, in terms of management, I mean, we saw Michelle coming through permanently as a CEO, mm-hmm. and she had been with Transnet for a very long time. So she is well experienced and familiar with the business. And we saw the changes in the COO position with Soli Swalo coming through, who has experience with the port business. So I think, you know, all those changes have played an important role in steering Transnet into the right direction that we see now. And the government has been supportive, right? I mean, in terms of the guarantees, the role that plays is that, you know, when it comes to fundraising, it makes the process easier for Transnet. And I think, you know, as a management team, you know, you want to spend more time focusing on the operations of the business and not necessarily worried as much about how you're going to, you know, when it comes to fundraising or dealing with high interest expense. So I think going forward, having the guarantees in place will help reduce that interest bill for Transnet. And, you know, outside of the guarantees, you're also seeing support through the BFI, the budget facility as well. Transnet has allocations there and they have already applied as well in the past window. And that amount, you know, coming through, it's coming through for specific projects, which, you know, one could see that they might help increase the volumes and help Transnet work towards their target for the following year, which they're targeting to move about 181 million tons. on the rail.
I want to touch on ports in a minute, but we're also seeing the opening up of it, you know, opening the network to private participation in the ports, although I think there's still court challenges there, you know, public-private partnerships. That's going to really help, and it's not happening yet, but it's going to make a big difference down the line.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, when you look at how operations or what has been happening now, I mean, there have been some changes in how Transnet has been approaching their business, and also private sector as well is being involved in this. I mean, at the moment, they do have the mutual cooperation agreements with Richards Bay Coal Terminal, and that has been seen to help with regards to procuring some of the components for the locals, as we saw in the 2024 year, where they helped with the procurement of batteries, and that has also helped in terms of volume improvements, not just on the track, but also at the coal terminal itself. And, you know, going forward, when you talk about opening up the network for third party, I mean, that can only benefit the logistics sector, right? Because then you have more players on the network and there can be more locals available to help move more volume. So, I mean, it is a work in progress. At the moment, you know, we have had the network statement released and we have seen that there were some companies that did bid for slots, and we will be seeing an announcement of that. The latest indication is end of August. So that will help, you know, introducing new players into the network. And in terms of ports, I mean, yes, you know, concessions, we have seen the Pier 2 concession, the one that, you know, didn't go quite as planned. But what we take from that is the indication that there is willingness to allow private sector to be part of the solution and to be involved in that. And there was also a liquid bulk terminal announcement as well, which will be involving private sector involvement in that. So it is not moving as fast as I guess everybody would love it to move. But I think, you know, when you look at it in terms of the signals and indications that there is willingness to partner with private sector to allow other players onto the network, whether it's on the ports or on the ports side as well, which will help move more volumes and benefit the economy broadly.
Yeah, it is a slow process, but you said there, it's a work in progress. And I think, importantly, it's moving in the right direction. I mean, some upgrades at Durban Pier 2 has reduced wait times by almost half, which has a huge impact. We'll leave it there. That's Sanzi Ramakosa, Investment Specialist, Emerging Market Fixed Income at 91. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.